Assemblyman Dan Henry has continued to serve on the Assembly following his conviction and sentencing on federal tax charges. Do you agree with the way the current Assembly and Mayor have responded to that situation? And we'll start with Tim.
Well, the Mayor came right out and said the legal counsel said that we did not have any legal course that we that was required against city code to remove him or ask him. He did ask me my opinion, and I told him my opinion would be to resign immediately and get it behind me.
Orion?
I think Dan made a good plea bargain. I think that, you know, our borough attorney made the savvy advice that he's paid to give us, you know, proper legal counsel. We did, per our code, we could not remove him. I wish Dan had resigned. I think it's been embarrassing. I feel bad for Dan, and I feel bad for Skagway. But I don't think that anybody could force him to do that aside from himself. And that's really how our code is written. And, you know, I think that when you start forcefully bending rules for individual occasions, you're going to really regret that on the next occasion.
David?
Well, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. When you see the variety of reporting that's done on it, it always refers to him as Assemblyman. He's never a private individual, so it reflects on us as a city. He is chairman of the Finance Committee, which is particularly bad. And I'm not sure that the city attorney at the time he made the decision knew that Dan Henry had falsified his APOC forms. I consider that to be a violation of his oath of office, and I think the mayor should have called for a vote. If Dan Henry did not voluntarily resign, the vote should have been put before the Assembly.